And this is Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Good afternoon, everyone. This newscast is brought to you by Louisville Smoke and Food and Spirits of Port Hope, serving the Thumb's best barbecue at 4711 Kendi Road, or catering available for any of your special events. That's Louisville Smoke of Port Hope. A Bad Axe bowling alley is temporarily in limbo as the property moves towards new ownership. Managers of Longshot Lanes, Scott and Rochelle Rehnquist, announced that the bowling alley has been repossessed and is awaiting a sale. They say the locks have been changed and no one is currently allowed inside of the building. Longshot Lanes and the Bad Axe Theater were both offered at auction in February on behalf of owner Mark Rolfe and Bayport State Bank. The bowling alley carried an opening bid of just over $554,000, while the theater's opening bid was nearly $210,000. Previous reports indicate Rolfe had 6 months to pay off the loans associated with the businesses before the bank could take possession of the properties. The Rehnquists say the ownership transition is expected to extend into the beginning of bowling season and could delay necessary maintenance along with food and alcohol operations. They say they are hopeful a sale can be completed quickly enough to preserve the upcoming season for local bowling leagues. The status of the Bad Axe Theater was not immediately clear as of Monday. And Samantha and Thomas McCormick appeared in Huron County District Court, where both entered no contest pleas to a single count of lewd and lascivious conduct. The pleas are part of an agreement with the prosecution to dismiss a second charge of indecent exposure. Defense attorney Joshua Nushian noted that his clients entered the pleas due to a lack of memory regarding the incident. Judge Ferris accepted the pleas after reviewing a Caseville Police Department report, which established a factual basis for the charge. The court has ordered a probation interview for the couple, with sentencing scheduled for September 9th at 9 a.m. In Bay City, public safety officials are asking for the public's help locating a 26-year-old woman who's been missing for nearly 2 weeks. Authorities say Amaya Lee Slavic Burrell was last seen on August 5th. The Bay City Department of Public Safety has released photos of Burrell as investigators continue working to determine her whereabouts. Police are asking anyone who may have seen Burrell or who has information that could help investigators to contact the Bay City Department of Public Safety Detective Bureau at 989-894-0161. As of last Monday, authorities had not released additional information about the circumstances surrounding her disappearance. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
Are you looking for the best barbecue in the Thumb? Since 2022, Louisville Smoke has been voted the best barbecue and smokehouse restaurant in the Thumb every year. Experience the award-winning flavor for yourself by visiting Louisville Smoke in Port Hope at 4711 Kendi Road. Looking to bring the flavor to you instead? Great news! Louisville Smoke offers catering for your events. You and your guests deserve the best. You deserve Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. Choose from specialty soups, fresh salads, and a wide assortment of premium meats smoked to perfection, as well as seafood, Tex-Mex, and more. Call 989-428-3056. That's 989-428-3056. And when you place your order, make sure to sign up for the rewards program for exclusive offers and discounts on the best food in the Thumb. Follow Louisville Smoke on Facebook for pop-up events, daily specials, and more. That's Louisville Smoke, 4711 Kendi Road in Port Hope.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.